This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Newcastle is the second most populated area in New South Wales, and the local LGBTI community have decided that it's time to stand with pride and have created the inaugural Newcastle Pride Festival to take place in August.
Dean Arcuri spoke with Ivan Skeynes, one of the organisers of Newcastle Pride Incorporated, about the need for a pride event in the area and the fact that while we may have marriage equality, we still don't have acceptance.
My colleague Lee and I are bringing together the festival with the help from other members of the community. It's early days in terms of getting together an organisation, but we've just incorporated and we're looking for assistance from community members.
In February, Newcastle's Gateway Hotel announced that it was time for a change of direction. After 18 years of being an LGBTIQ venue, it was time for a change of name and a change of focus on live music from March. There was a strong outcry from the local community about the need for the change, asking where the LGBTIQ locals will go now that they don't have a space to call their own.
The formation of Newcastle Pride as an organisation and the commencement of the annual Newcastle Pride Festival was an idea of my colleague Leanne McDougall, and she noticed that there was a venue in Newcastle that was very much a safe place for the queer community, and that had been sold and that was no longer the case. And she also thought that the milestone of the marriage equality was a good thing to celebrate, and that now was a good time to hold a Pride Festival because there are other things that still need to be done.
Newcastle's local LGBTI community was fast running out of options to meet up, network and celebrate. So this week, when it was announced that there were 3 days of Pride in August with a fair day, dance party and more, it was a great way to hit the ground running and to be able to build something special for everyone to engage with at Newcastle Pride.
It's very important to note that Newcastle Pride and the starting off of the Newcastle Pride Festival isn't the first time that a major community event has occurred in Newcastle. We've had previous organisations, previous groups, including a group that I was involved in called Rainbow Visions Hunter, and we operated quite successfully in Newcastle and the Hunter from about 2001 till about 2011 or 12. It's just that for the last few years, there's been a little bit of a hiatus in queer community events in the area. It's very much about community engagement, and although our focus is at the moment the staging of the Newcastle Pride Festival over the 24th to 26th weekend in August, there's no doubt that other opportunities and initiatives will come our way as time goes by. So, as happens with lots of community events, whether that's health or community development or social events, no doubt that they'll flow out of this first festival. A weekend festival or a 10-day festival has been our experience in the past. So it's not as if we've never run an event or a festival like this. And so in some ways we're using our knowledge and our experience from previous events. Certainly, we only wanted to make it one weekend, not longer than that, because we're very aware of what we can manage. But I think the events we've chosen are quite usual events for a festival, for want of a better word. So a launch combined with a film night, and then a picnic or a fair day, whatever groups might call that, and then a dance. So they're the core elements. But we're certainly looking to partner to other individuals and organisations for events that might be allied to the festival. I think that's how we can maintain our commitment to a manageable level, but also incorporate other events as well. We're trying to build something special, yes, for the Newcastle community, but we certainly are keen for it to be wider. Newcastle is the capital of the whole Hunter region. And so, although no doubt at this stage the focus is Newcastle, we're specifically partnering with one event that's going to take people on a tour to the Hunter Vineyards. So our focus is certainly wider than just Newcastle by itself.
Everyone will be welcome at events no matter how they identify. And with the closure of the Gateway, there was outcry for somewhere for people to feel accepted. We may think after last year's yes vote that we don't need to keep creating spaces such as this. But if you take one look at Newcastle Herald's Facebook page when the story was announced this week, you'll see plenty of need to create a space where Newcastle's LGBTIQ communities can feel accepted.
Although we've seen a successful vote for the yes to marriage equality, it's very obvious from some readings I was doing today that the battle isn't over. So on the local newspaper Facebook page, the Newcastle Herald Facebook page, I made the mistake of reading through comments about the story that appeared in the Newcastle Herald from community people. And there's still a lot of opposition and still a lot of concern about special events for different diverse groups. And so I think there's certainly things that need to be done. And we're seeing this as a positive step to engage with those people who are within the community, but also allies of ours in the wider community.
If you'd like to get involved, lend support or be part of Newcastle's inaugural Pride event in August, just get in touch with Newcastle Pride Incorporated, that's Newcastle Pride Inc., via Facebook and say hello.
We're looking for people to be involved in this festival in a whole range of ways. At the very basic level, we're keen on members of our community talking to their friends, their relatives, their colleagues at work about the festival and spreading the word that it's on, right through to people to help organise the events, and also for sponsors to be involved in supporting the festival through either cash contributions or in-kind support. I'm from the country. I live in a small town, a rural area, inland from Newcastle. And so personally, I'm very keen for this festival to engage not only the Newcastle folk, but people from throughout the Hunter region.
That was Dean Arcuri with Ivan Skeynes from the Newcastle Pride Incorporated.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.